Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
And Man Created God, a provocative and thought-provoking title of a new book, and who better to look at this and help us think through what's behind it and what to do with it, but our greatly esteemed, highly esteemed Open House book critic, Cara Martin. Cara, welcome back.
Thank you, Lee.
Always great to see you. As I said, this is a quite provocative offering, and Man Created God. I thought it was the other way around, but there you go. I don't know much. Tell us a bit about the author, an interesting guy, Robert Banks.
Yeah, Robert Banks is one of those Australian treasures, but in some ways he's better known in America than Australia, believe it or not. He came to prominence probably in the 80s with the book The Tyranny of Time, which was a Christian book of the year. He was big in the house church movement.
And Paul's Idea of Community.
Yes, that's right. We did that. Very significant book. Yeah. And then he was poached by the Americans for 10 years, headed up the Dupree Leadership Centre at Fuller Theological Seminary, which is a really highly esteemed position, entered the whole world of everyday theology, or sort of extended that in leadership, and then did some studies on C.S. Lewis, and C.S. Lewis bobs up every now and then in this book as well.
Yeah. So why is he writing this kind of book with this kind of title?
Well, that's a really interesting thing. He says that he started actually writing this a long while ago, and it was dealing with an issue that impacted on him and actually led to him almost losing his faith in his 20s, which I wasn't even aware of. And it was this whole idea of, was God real or was God just an invention of humanity? Mm. And he mostly wrote the manuscript and then decided there wasn't much interest in it, so gave it up. But then, of course, with the rise of new atheism and a lot of people sort of beginning to reverse this idea of God creating humanity and saying, well, has man created God? He decided that it was time to dust off the manuscript work on it again.
It's a perfect bit of timing. He talks about four philosophers and psychologists in particular who are really the ones to propagate this man-made God idea over the past 150 years. Let's look at them one by one. I think it's worth doing that. Feuerbach, what did he say about God?
Well, he was looking at the idea that God is just a product of our wishes, our human wishes. And in some ways, he came from it from a Christian perspective in a way. He was just sort of extending this idea of examining how much our image of God is centered in our wishful thinking, as it were. But, of course, a lot of his work was taken and twisted a bit.
He also deals with Karl Marx, the philosopher.
Yeah, and of course we know the well-known phrase that religion is the opiate of the people, which is really about religion being something that makes people more comfortable with oppressiveness and repression and so on. So really God was the substitute for putting up with oppressive conditions was that idea.
Yep. Mm. Freud gets a mention.
Yeah, and Freud was really saying that God is part of an expression of our repressed desires. We want to be powerful, we want to be strong, and so we put those desires on God.
Mm. And finally, Fromm, he mentions
Fromm. Erich Fromm. Erich Fromm.
Very good.
he said that God is the symbol of human potential. So this idea that we want an all-powerful God, a really strong and creative God who can do much more than we can, as someone to look up to and aspire to. Mm.
So if you look at some of those ideas, and especially considering the new atheist movement in which we now live, how many of these basic ideas that these four men inculcate into the Western world, how many has the Western world really picked up?
I think it's picked up on all of them hugely. Yes. And we've really seen that in the last 50 years. I think Jeffrey Blaney was just saying that Christianity has received an awful lot of bad press that it didn't deserve. And that is very true in a lot of ways. And it's partly this idea of this belief in humanity as being able to do anything and that God is just this thing we made up for a while that we don't need anymore. And so a lot of those ideas that God is just something that's within us that we're putting out. Well, you know, why do we have to put it on God? Let's just, you know, believe in the strength of ourselves. We can be anything and do anything. That sort of idea has come through those ideas.
Yeah. Mm. This could be a challenging read for a person with Christian faith, especially for one recent in the Christian faith.
I think so. What what Robert Banks does, which I think is really excellent, a lot of Christians, when they sort of take on the new atheists, we can be a bit dismissive, not in possibly the very arrogant way that some of the new atheists have been, but we can still sort of dismiss them. What Robert Banks actually says is, let's take each of those ideas and then actually look at how they challenge our faith. Do we allow our image of God to be influenced by our own wishes? Do we see God as a compensation for our sense of injustice? Do we actually see that our view of God is influenced by our relationship with our parents or desires that we've repressed or even guilt that we carry around? Do we see God as a very authoritarian person forcing us to do his will rather than challenging us to use our gifts? So we can unconsciously put images on God that aren't actually real.
Yes. Mm. Does he offer any answers to that kind of mistaken view of God?
Absolutely, he does. And he says that there's a few sources of where we can find truth. One of those sources is Jesus, who is actually the true image of who God is. Yes. and a real corrective to all those false images that are put up. And the other thing that Robert Banks says, which I think is really encouraging, is that God is in the habit of shattering our false images as well. And you see that time and time again in the Bible when people try and twist who God is, that God, you know, genuinely brings them to their knees before him generally. So the closer that we draw to God, the more that he will deal with our false images and show us who he really is.
What are the kinds of things that he's saying that most people substitute for God?
Well, he definitely points out that some of our false gods are money and sex and power, these things that we see if we just look at ads just around us all the time.
Yeah.
And then he also says that sometimes we have mental images that distract us from God, like we see God as our guardian angel, or we see God as a justice warrior, or I think nowadays people see God as this giant chief executive officer of the world. You know? So we have these images that may limit our real experience of God. God can't be limited by our images or our wishes for him.
Mm. So if we have a clear understanding of God as it is portrayed in the Bible, how's he saying we should then view the world around us?
Well, I think what he's saying is that if we draw close to God, if we are seeing Jesus as the corrective to those false images, then we'll be much better able to both to relate to God, but able to see some of those false images that are in society. And also we can have much more confidence and be strengthened by the fact that our God is real, that we have got the order right,
yes.
That God did create us and we're responding to him.
Any criticisms of the book?
I think there's not as much pointing to the biblical material as a corrective as sort of, you know, I guess I wanted to. It's sort of subtly in there, but possibly could be a bit more prominent. I think also, although it's written in a reasonably conversational way, it's still a fairly scholarly book, so it takes time. I don't think that's a criticism. It's just that it's a short book, but it will take time to ponder through.
Cara Martin, I'm always so grateful for your great reading work. I'm very envious, actually.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you so much for coming in.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.